Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to do some more teardowns.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
And we want you to do your best.
And Stelly's going to start. But what I'm finding interesting about this one is it's in German.
Oh, shit. You see it in German? I have the / EN, which is English. So I see the English version
for
this.
Oh, wow. Awesome. All right. Let's do it in English.
All right. Let's rock and roll. So this is Timer. So TIMR.com, then / EN if you want it in English. So here's what I see. It's online time tracking simply everywhere. Timer is more than just time tracking. Try Timer for free. All right. Okay, cool. I get what it is. That's good. It's a time tracking thing. I see some young dude that's laughing on a large image, some young kind of hipster professional. Maybe he's happy. I don't know. I don't instantly know who this is for. Is this for freelancers? Is this for corporations? So this is my next question. And why is this, why is the simply everywhere the good thing? And why is it more than just time tracking? But the main thing is like the use case of time tracking here. So I scroll down and I see work time and absence tracking, work time and absence tracking inclusive. Including vacation account. Okay, so this is for people that are probably not freelancers because this thing is tracking when you go on vacation and when you are not working and take, you know, time off or absence or whatever. I see some screenshots of the product. Time tracking for customers, projects, and tasks. Okay, so they have a mobile app. They have a website thing. And I assume that that's why they say that they are everywhere. The main thing I'm struggling with here is that, yeah, I don't know who this is for and how this differentiates from other things.
Yeah, I mean, for me also, like, this is a gripe, and I don't think copy should be written like this, but there's a lot of, like, camel casing. So a lot of, like, words that have a start with a capital and other ones that don't. And then there's also an abbreviation for including, INCL, period, which I would never use in copy. So I would suggest just fixing that up. Honestly, like, I think most of the problems on this site are not really the screenshots or the flow or anything. They're actually all in the copy. It just seems like there's a ton of copy and a lot of it's a little confusing. And there's a lot of references to Timer, TIMR, which is what the product is. Even you missed it, Stelly, when you said time is more than just time tracking, it's actually timer is more than just time tracking.
Oh, okay.
So my, you know, biggest suggestion just to give one and sort of move on is like work on the copy. The copy is pretty like too timer focused. Like I'm just searching for TIMR. There's 16 mentions of TIMR on the page. So that's just evidence of like just too much me in terms of talking about the business and the name of the business when you don't need to do that. You need to talk to the customer. And the potential customer that's coming to the site.
I love it. That makes a ton of sense. All right, let's get to the next one. I think that this episode we're going to churn through a lot more because you guys keep suggesting your websites to get teardowns, and we don't
want
to disappoint anybody. Yeah. So the next one, I think you go first, Heaton. It's Better Proposals.
Cool. And that's betterproposals.com?
No. I shared it in chat. It's betterproposals.io.
No. Yeah. Okay, I didn't get it. But okay, that's cool.
Okay.
The internet, you know? Okay, so it's loading. It's great. The homepage, it says creatives and service businesses. Okay. And then it says sales proposal simplified. Writing proposals should be simple. Now it is. No formatting or spending hours making it look nice. Just write what you like. Type in your pricing. Everything else is automatic. Okay, so I'll just start with some of the things I like. So I like that they are attempting to talk about who it's for by saying creatives and service businesses. What I don't like about that, it just comes out of nowhere. And it's just mentioned right at the top. So that's kind of weird. And then below it says sales proposals simplified. So the way I would do that is I would actually merge those two and say, and also I have a big gripe of this. Many of you have probably heard this before, but I don't like the word simplified because I don't know what that means. And nobody really knows what that means. It's very generic. So you should try to be more specific. What do you actually do for sales proposals would be what I would try to describe there. So what I would say though is I would merge creatives and service businesses with what